Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
We believe that stories are magic, so when we find a great one, we can't wait to share it. Far, far away on the planet Florp, a baby named Bobby Wonder was born. But his parents relocated the family to Earth right after the birth, so Bobby grew up having no idea he was an alien. Until his 10th birthday, that is. Can you imagine waking up on your birthday to find out that you can fly and talk to ducks? Created by a New York Times best-selling children's author and produced by the award-winning Go Kid Go team, Bobby Wonder is out of this world fun. Search for Bobby Wonder on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You're just in time for another episode of the Snoop and Sniffy Show, where I, Snoop, the greatest dog detective in the world, and my eager partner Sniffy, solve cases of the utmost importance here on Bark Street.
Yeah, like our last case, my old ratty leash was missing, and we found out that one of the other dogs in the neighborhood had taken it to make a kite.
Like I said, important cases only. We're part of a top-notch dog detective agency here in Pflugerville. Any missing items, any sinister characters, we'll root them out.
Snoop, they already know all this. They are our loyal fans. I have fans.
Now, don't get too big of a head, Sniffy. We must remain humble.
My head's getting bigger? Oh no, did I accidentally eat the balloon? I can't go through that again.
No, Sniffy. No, you did not eat a balloon. I was talking in a figurative sense.
What does figurative mean?
Ah yes, the part of the episode where I explain what a phrase or word means to Sniffy. Figurative, dear pup, means metaphorical. Or, rather, not literal. So, when I said don't get a big head, I meant don't get too arrogant. Not that your head was getting physically bigger.
Ah, got it.
Do you though?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about. Wait a minute. Do you smell cinnamon muffins or is that ginger?
Those smell like cinnamon.
Ooh, I love cinnamon. Can we go investigate where that smell is coming from?
Like I said, we only take on the most important of cases. Ah. Looks like we have an official case call coming in. The cinnamon muffins will have to wait.
Drats!
This is Snoop, dog detective. How may I be of service?
Snoop, Freckles here. I've got a new case for you and Sniffy, and it's quite a buzzkill.
Let's hear the facts.
The facts are these. You know those honeybees who helped last season? The ones who made those delicious vanilla scones?
Ooh, maybe they'll give us more scones.
Maybe so, but yes, I believe their names were Orlando and Paulie.
Yes, then. They're having a problem. A very serious problem.
Did someone take their honeycomb again?
No, this is even worse. But I'll let them explain it to you. Report to their beehive in the willow tree at the end of Bark Street. Pronto.
Got it. We will... And she hung up. Of course she did. Well, Sniffy, we've got ourselves a new case.
Ooh, how exciting! I really hope Orlando and Polly give us some honey. You know, as a welcoming gift.
Let's go and find out. There's the willow tree. Tally-ho!
What's that noise? Why does the buzzing sound different? They didn't used to buzz like this.
No, we did not.
Hello, Orlando. What is going on? Why do the bees' buzzing sound off?
That's why we're hiring you.
Tell us what happened.
It all started yesterday. Queenie had sent out all of her humble worker bees to the far reaches of Bark Street to pollinate more flowers and find more pollen so we could create our honeys.
That's right, Polly. And then last night, one of the bees, Marco, he sounded different. Off. His buzzing wasn't on the same frequencies as everyone else.
Fascinating.
We all ignored it, Thought maybe Marco was just tired. Zzz, it was a long day after all, but then...
Zzz, this morning Marco wasn't the only one buzzing differently. Next followed Kyle, then Asher, and now about 30 of our fellow work bees are buzzing all wrong.
And they started disobeying Queenie and flying off without permission. Queenie is not happy.
Have you tried following these discordant bees?
No, we've been trying to comfort Queenie. Zzz, she hasn't come out of her honey chambers since the buzzing changed. She's worried, and we can't leave her alone.
Zzz, we need you to follow the rogue bees and see what is causing all this bad buzz.
We can follow the bees.
Thank you, Sniffy. You really are the best dog detective around.
I mean, you both are.
We will follow these rogue bees and get to the bottom of this. Fear not, humble bees.
Please, hurry. Every minute we waste, another bee falls into dissonance. Look, there goes Leonard now.
Do you think if we figured this out, we'd get some honey?
Always thinking about food. Let's go, Sniffy. Time is of the essence.
What do you think is wrong with the bees, Snoop?
I believe something or someone is messing with the frequencies of the sounds in the air. And it's causing the bees to pick up another signal. We have to find that source.
Where's he heading? It looks like...
the Pflugerville landfill.
Wow, this place is huge and full of lots of garbage.
Very interesting. Whatever is emitting that frequency is coming from this dump. Don't lose Leonard. He's going toward that trash pile.
He's buzzed up and over that trash mountain. I've lost him. You know, this place looks really fun. I can see why he came here. Look at all the trash.
Hey, Sniffy and Snoop, what are you doing here? This is my secret spot.
Donna the raccoon. I can see why it's your secret spot. This place is glorious.
Stay away. It's my hideout. Oh, what am I saying? There's enough trash here for all of us. Isn't it wonderful?
You are aware that you have a paper bag on your head and you smell like salty fish?
Yeah, and don't I look ravishing?
Of course you do. Donna, while we have you noticed anything weird going on at this landfill? Any weird sounds?
This is a landfill, so there's lots of weird sounds.
What about buzzing?
Buzzing? Well, of course I've heard buzzing. As much as I wish it was true, this landfill's not just my secret spot. Gotta share it with lots of other rodents and bugs. Sharing is caring, as they say. Especially when it comes to trash.
Snoop, can we hang out here more often, please? Maybe a few rustles in the trash pile?
Sniffy, we're in the middle of a case.
Oh, all right. You're never any fun.
Me? I'm too fun. I like a good toss in the yard or a nice dig in a manicured dirt pile. Followed promptly by a bath, of course. But that is beside the point. We need to figure out why the bees have been put off their normal buzz.
Look, I haven't heard any more unusual buzzing than I do every day. There's the high, quick buzzing, and the low, jumbled buzzing, and everything in between. It could be any sort of creature causing this change in the bees. Oh, sorry, I didn't offer you what I was eating. Care for a half-eaten orange?
Me!
Here you go.
Yum, thank you, Donna.
Yes, Donna. Thank you for your help. Please keep your ears peeled for any dissonant buzzing. Sniffy, we shall head back to the beehive to tell Paulie and Orlando about our findings.
Bye, Donna. Save any trash for me that you think I'd like to roll around in.
Something in the landfill is causing the bees to pick up a different signal. Maybe with Paulie and Orlando's help, we can quickly search the landfill to figure out what that is.
Oh no, who's crying?
It's Queenie.
I'm all alone. My hive is ruined.
Queenie, what's happened?
All my work bees. They've gone rogue. They've gone off. They've gone away.
things certainly aren't buzzing with excitement around here anymore. Why don't you all take a quick break while we try to figure out what happened from Queenie? Don't buzz off too far.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back, listeners. It seems all of Queenie's worker bees from the hive have started buzzing off kilter and now have flown away. Queenie is rightfully upset. Let's see if we can calm her down and find out what happened to all the bees.
My beehive! My beloved beehive! Gone! No more vanilla honeycombs! No more pollinating! Everything will be destroyed!
Even Polly and Orlando are gone?
Yes! They were the last two bees left with me. I awoke from my slumber to find my honeycomb chambers empty. When I came outside, Polly and Orlando were trying to hold back some of the other bees from leaving. But then, without warning, Polly and Orlando changed and started buzzing off too. It's almost as if they became bees zombies. Then they all flew away and left me here.
Very sorry, dear Queenie. Very sorry indeed.
Don't lose all hope yet. If anyone can figure this out, it's me and Snoop. In fact, we may have a lead. We followed one of your worker bees out to the Pflugerville landfill.
The landfill?
Yes, that's right. The answer to the problem is at the landfill.
Well, what are we waiting for then? Let's go. I want my hive back.
She is one determined queen.
Indeed. Now, off we go, Sniffy.
The landfill. It's huge. How will I ever find my hive?
Snoop, Sniffy, I have something for you.
Who is this creature?
Hi, I'm Donna the raccoon. You must be the queen of the beehive. I notice you aren't buzzing like the other bees. Their buzz is quite annoying and grating. hard for a gal to enjoy her trash with that incessant buzz.
You've seen my bees?
Where'd they go, Donna?
Well, you see, I lost track of them, but they all came through here not too long ago and then flew off over that trash mountain that way.
We must hurry.
Wait, before you go, I met a friend who has some information.
Who are you?
My name is Diego. I'm a dragonfly.
You're cute. I mean, wait, do you know what's happened to my hive?
I believe I do. Me and my dragonfly friends, there's a lot of us, were hanging out by the landfill pond.
There's a landfill pond? How unsanitary.
The water's quite nice.
I'm good.
Well, anyway, we were hanging out at the landfill pond when this obnoxious fruit fly named Fraser came over and tried to tell us some jokes.
Ew, I love jokes.
Me too, but that was the issue. These jokes weren't funny. At least, my friends and I didn't think so. Well, that upset Fraser, and he skewed, as if they forgot themselves. They even sounded different.
A magical fruit fly?
I wouldn't say magical, just unfunny and loud. Anyway, his loud buzzing sounds just like the buzzing I heard from those bees. It's a very annoying sound.
Zzz, do not insult my hive!
Thank you for this information, Diego. It's quite helpful. It seems this comedian fly named Fraser somehow can influence other flying creatures with his loud buzzing.
But how? That's my job.
Yesterday, your worker bees were sent pretty far out to pollinate flowers. Maybe they went too far, lost your signal, and picked up his.
How rude. Well, I'm here now and I'm getting my bees back.
Well, the last I heard, my friend Natalia said she saw the bees over by the sewer river.
A sewer river? This place is just disgusting.
It's a landfill, Snoop. Disgusting is everything.
Whatever makes you happy. Thank you for the help, Donna and Diego. It was most valuable. To the sewer river. I can't believe I'm saying that.
My bees! Give them back!
Hey, lady, these are my bees! Stop being a buzzkill, eh?
How dare you!
Who are you folks? Wanna hear my joke? My bees love them!
Mr. Fraser, we know these are not your bees. Whatever effect you're holding over them, please stop it. These bees are part of Queenie's hive.
Can't a fruit fly make some friends?
Not when he's forcing them to be his friends!
Hey, I just wanted somebody to laugh at my jokes. No one thinks I'm funny. I got so mad when no one started laughing at my jokes yesterday that I just started buzzing louder than ever. And that's when this one bee started following me around. Ah, I realized I could get all the bees on my frequency, and then I'd always have an audience.
But they aren't even listening to you. Well, they are hearing your buzz, but not your jokes.
Astute point. My dear Sniffy is right. These bees aren't hearing you. Nor are they laughing at your jokes. Now, release them.
Oh, fine.
My humble bees! They're back. Zzz, what happened? Zzz.
Zzz, why are we in a landfill?
Zzz, Orlando, Polly, bees! I'll never take you for granted again. Honey party tonight. Zzz.
Are we invited to that?
Of course you are, Sniffy. You and Snoop and even that raccoon and dragonfly, everyone is welcome.
What about me?
You? Well, why not? We can always welcome a guest into our hive. In fact, I was just buzzing to go off to a comedy show.
You mean it?
I'm a forgiving and merciful queen. Of course I mean it.
Gee, thanks, lady. I mean, queen. I have friends! I promise you, my set's gonna be hilarious!
Now, everyone back to the hives! See you there, dog detectives!
Another case solved! We really make a great team!
We do indeed! Well done today, Sniffy! Now, can we please get out of this landfill?
Aw, gee! Can't I just do one rustle in that trash pile? Please!
Fine. Just one.
Yay!
Sometimes our cases take us to places I would never find myself in, but that's part of the job. I'm glad others like Sniffy and Donna find such joy in landfills. They can spend their time rolling around in the trash there, while I stay at home, cozied up, reading a book and eating my dog treats. Watching Queenie forgive Fraser the fruit fly was definitely the highlight of this case. He shouldn't have tried to mind control her whole hive, but still, she forgave him and lessons were learned. Thanks for joining us today. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can find others just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. Now, time for a bath. Need to wash out all of that landfill dirt out of my fur. Ta-ta!
Go Kid Go!
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.